Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show Business Rumbler, where we discuss and learn the skills, mindsets, and other useful tools on how to start and operate a business. My goal on this podcast is to make business education accessible to everyone and to create a business community that will help cultivate an entrepreneurial mentality and mindset for anyone interested. Today, we are diving into a challenge most early-stage entrepreneurs will face: product market fit. Specifically, we are talking about when your business is up and running, making some money, but not really enough to grow. Maybe your revenue is steady, but it is not where it needs to be. What do you do then? Well, we have got a hypothetical example today of a business that is struggling with this exact problem and deconstruct a couple of most common challenges. Let's begin. So imagine there's a business. It could be any kind of business, really. An accounting firm, a beauty salon, a garment shop, or to make it even more relatable, let's break it down to something more mundane, like furniture shop. They launched with a clear focus, high-end, eco-friendly office furniture. The owner was excited, the product was unique, and the marketing centered around sustainability. They got a few sales, but after some time, growth hit a wall. They are bringing in some revenue, but not enough to really scale. And most of the time, that happens because of the two key problems: misjudging the market and overestimating demand. Sounds familiar, right? Let's start with the first challenge: misjudging the market. The entrepreneur here assumed that local businesses were ready and willing to pay top dollar for eco-friendly premium furniture. They believed that companies would pay extra to be sustainable, but turns out most of their potential customers are small startups or local shops, and those guys are on tight budgets. They care more about affordability than fancy, high-end office furniture. Here's the reality. You've got to understand who your real customers are, not just who you think they should be. And if you're already in the business, that's an opportunity. You've got a chance to adjust. So, how does this entrepreneur fix the problem? First, they need to go out and talk to their customers. Yeah, it's that simple. Do surveys, ask questions, find out exactly what people want and how much they're willing to pay. Maybe instead of $2,000 eco-friendly desk, their target market is looking for something closer to $500, but still sustainable. Now, let's not throw out the original idea entirely. You can keep your premium line, but broaden your range. Maybe introduce a more affordable line that still keeps your eco-friendly values intact. You will catch the budget-conscious crowd while keeping the high-end buyers interested. It is all about balancing your offerings to meet what different groups of customers want. So, now the entrepreneur introduces a lower-cost, eco-friendly line and starts marketing it to small businesses that care about sustainability but need affordable solutions. They have still got their premium products, but now they are also catering to the broader market. And let's not forget, before you dive in and invest your money, time, or focus into any changes, you need to test. You need to test, and again, you need to test. Testing is not just about making a hunch or trying something randomly. You need a structured approach with clearly measurable metrics in place. And this is where Hottie Cycles comes in, something I have explained in detail in one of previous episodes. The idea here is simple. You hypothesize, you take action, you collect data, and then from the results derive the insight. For instance, you might hypothesize that introducing a lower-cost product line will attract more customers. Then you take action by launching that product. Next, you track the data, like sales numbers and customer feedback, to see how well it performs. Finally, you gain insights by interpreting whether your hypothesis was correct based on the data you collected. However, rather than fully launching the actual product, you can first run a test marketing campaign. If the data shows that there is demand for this potential product, only then should you invest your time and money to make the product available. By using the Hattie cycle, you're not just guessing or hoping things work. You've got solid, measurable metrics to assess whether your efforts are actually paying off before you fully commit. Now, onto the second problem, overestimating demand. The entrepreneur thought there was this huge market for premium, eco-friendly office furniture, but the reality was different. Maybe there is some demand, but not really enough to build a whole business around. So, how do you solve this? The key is pivoting. Don't be afraid to shift your strategy to better meet the market's needs. In this case, instead of doubling down on just high-end products, the entrepreneur can start testing more affordable options. You don't have to completely change your business overnight. Start small. Introduce one or two new products that fit a lower price point and see how they perform. Another thing to consider is bundling. Instead of just selling premium items, offer a service package alongside it. Maybe the price point is higher, but perceived value increases because you throw in something like free delivery or maintenance package. That way, you're not just competing on price, you're offering something extra that sets you apart. And here's the gold mine. Leverage your existing customers. They have already bought from you, so why not see if they need something else, something more? Maybe someone who bought an expensive chair would be interested in a new desk or store solution. Upselling and cross-selling can help boost revenue without you having to spend a ton on acquiring new customers. Lastly, if your local market is limited, consider expanding beyond your area. Open up an online shop or target customers in nearby cities. This entrepreneur could take their eco-friendly, affordable furniture online and reach a whole new audience without relying solely on foot traffic. So, let's wrap it up and break it down what we learned. If you're struggling with product market fit, here's your game plan. First of all, talk to your customers and adjust your offerings to what they actually want and can afford. Second, test new products that meet demand and don't be afraid to pivot. 3, upsell, cross-sell to your current customers and consider expanding your reach either geographically or online. It is all about listening to your market and adapting because sometimes it's whispering, sometimes it's screaming. And you don't have to change everything overnight, but small strategic shifts can make all the difference. If you're feeling stuck with product market fit, hopefully this gave you some ideas on how to move forward. Remember, business is all about learning and adapting. Keep at it and you will find your way. As always, don't forget to listen more episodes on Spotify and Apple Podcast. A 5-star review is a great way to support us. And don't forget to follow us so you won't miss the next episode. That's it for today's episode of Business Rumbler. Thanks for tuning in and we'll catch you next time.